a really good game. I mean, felt like we played a complete game. It's been a little while since we've done that, you know. But we pitched really well, played great defense, and got some clutch hits. So it's a great game, a really well-pitched game on both sides. Martin was outstanding again, going six innings and handing the ball off to the back end of our pen. Doobie with a huge hit. Eli with two great plays in left field. I thought we put together some good at-bats against probably the best arm in the game. That's a rough ride right there, facing that guy. But I thought we really, you know, just put together some really good, tough at-bats. And, yeah, it's a good win.
I mean, it's kind of like you said, there's so many things you can look at tonight. But just to look at that sixth inning, you think about Mateo's legs, Olsen's, you know, getting that walk, and just for Dubon to do what he's been doing. It just felt like everything kind of fell into place tonight.
Yeah, it did. You know, it looked like our team before about, you know, a week or a week and a half ago. That's pretty much what we've looked like all year. And look, these things are going to happen. You're going to hit these skids every once in a while. But really proud of our guys, because it's been a tough stretch, as we all know. And then you're facing Mazurowski, and we play a game like that and win the game. It's not easy to do. So, but it took you know, everything. It took everything to win that game. You mentioned Olsen just being down 0-2 to that guy and drawing a walk. I mean, that's really difficult to do. It's a great at bat by Olsen. Like you said, Georgie using his legs to beat the ball out. So it took all those things to win that game. That's a good team. They're a tough team to put away. The ball's in play all the time. They don't chase. They got really good pitching. So that's always the common denominator with good teams. They pitch well.
What's it like having someone like Martin, who was sent down earlier, comes back up, finds his way back in the rotation, and is able to contribute the way he did, you know, on nearly all of his starts as of late on a regular basis?
He's been one of our best starters. He's one of our many, I guess you could say, unsung heroes, the guys that maybe when we were in spring training, we weren't looking at some of these guys as being the impact players that they've been. Martin's one of them. Now, he's had a really good career. You know, he was hurt last year, and I think through 45 innings or so. So you don't know what to expect, but he's been unbelievable. Great leader in the clubhouse, great example, just a tremendous competitor. And the guy can pitch, man. I mean, it's not all about lighting up the radar gun, as he shows. I mean, if you can command the ball, you can make the ball move late, and you can be successful.
We talked about the unsung heroes. I feel like the last part of the game really shows that. He has his home run, Mateo's base running, those two big plays that Eli White had. Just kind of the comfort knowing that, like, even when you have guys out like Acuna and Michael Harris, you have other guys that are going to immediately step back in and play at their best.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Yaz. He took some good swings off of Mazurowski, and then, you know, he hits the big add-on homer late. Because you know that team's not going to go down easy in the ninth. So having that extra run was huge. Bullpen did a great job. They had some traffic, but got through it. So yeah, just a really good team win.
You talk about games during the season. Sometimes when you look back, you don't forget those games. Is this one of those games that helps you in the playoffs if you get there, and helps you or remind you how good this team is?
I think so, because of what I said. I mean, we've been in a tough stretch, and it's been a lot of things, right? I mean, we talked about, you know, make excuses. So we haven't talked about it a whole lot, but it's just been the whole thing, you know, the travel, the rain delays, the early morning arrivals. It's kind of hit us all at once. We weren't playing well. And then you're up against that arm that we had to face tonight after going through this tough stretch, and we come out and play like that. It's one of those things that can really catapult you, you know. So we'll see, but just really proud of our guys and the way that they handled this tonight, and they've handled the last, you know, 7 to 10 days.
You brought up Jorge hustling down the line. He needed a little attention after that. Everything okay? What happened?
Yeah. No, he's fine. He got a little sore knee, but it's no big deal. You saw him take off after that, so it didn't affect him. But ended up being a big play.
What was your?
Oh, go ahead.
He's got that clutch gene, you know. Some people don't believe in that, but it's a real thing. Doobie can just slow the game down in big moments. You know, not everyone can do that. You get caught up in the emotions of the moment, and you get carried away with it. Doobie just uses all those emotions and that adrenaline to fine-tune his focus. And he's been doing that all year. He's been getting big hits like that, two-out hits, game-winning hits. Just really clutch. He's got a knack for it. It's not by accident.
Look back at looking at Savant. I think you've had one other hit before today as an organization, probably since 2008 or whenever the velocities were tracked, against a pitch 102 or higher. And you had a couple tonight, you know. How unique was that to see a guy like that, and how good is that to get out of a game where it's only seven? He only gets seven. I don't believe seven. But.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, that's an extremely unique look. You know, you don't see that anywhere. It not only is it, you know, 102 and above, but it's 7'5" of extension. Nobody has that. So it's the velocity and the extension. The ball is on you as soon as he lets it go. I mean, it probably is similar to like what it looked like when you're in there against Randy Johnson. You know, obviously left-handed, right-handed, but just the extension and the velocity, you don't see that. You can't prepare for that. You can go hit off the traject and all that stuff, but until you step in that box, man, that's a whole different look than what you're used to seeing. And I thought we took some good swings. I know he's going to punch guys out. He's going to get swing and miss. But I thought we took some really good swings against him.
You mentioned the complete game that you played tonight. Talk a little bit about some of the unsung heroes. Is this the deepest version of this roster you can remember, at least in quite some time? Because it seems like there's no shortage of guys who can step up and step in at important moments.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think there's any question about that. In my 9 years here, you know, we've always had the everyday players that posted and played well, but. Typically, and nothing against the guys that have been here, but there's been a big drop-off when you go to the bench. And just the opposite, there's been times where our bench has carried us this year. You know, the guys that we're talking about, they've carried us. And so that's what it takes to have a good year, to go deep in the playoffs. You got to be able to use your entire roster. Everyone's got to chip in. It's the same thing in the bullpen. Guys are doing their thing out there, so it's I think our strength is in the sum of our parts, right? When you put it all together, it's a good group.
How about for Mateo? I mean, it seemed like he played an incredible shortstop tonight. The play up the middle where he limited it to one run, and
yeah,
he came up on the Pratt ground out there. I mean, how valuable was he tonight?
Yeah. Georgie played a great game. Like you said, had to make some tricky plays at some tough moments with the game on the line. And for me, you know, that's how you judge shortstops. With the game on the line, do they make the tough play? Can they finish? And Georgie finished those plays. He stopped the ball from going to center field the first time, but finished a couple tough plays. Look, he's a talented player, man. Everyone's known that for a long time. I do think that there's a level of comfort for him here. He's been embraced here, and I think it helps his performance. You know, loving it here. I think it has something to do with it. Yeah.
Anything else for all? Normally when we talk about what Eli White does, it's when he has like a big day at the plate. Today he has those two plays defensively. Last season contributed a lot on the base pass, just like, especially as injuries mount up and he always finds a way. Just what has he meant to this team?
Yeah, Eli kind of just quietly does these things. You know, he's never really had like consistent playing time where he's out there every day for a couple months. You know, it's intermittent, but he finds a way to do what he did tonight, or like you said, on the bases, changing the game there, or getting a big hit, or you know, he's got that sneaky power all of a sudden hitting the ball in the seats. So he's a nice piece to have.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you.
Thank you.